Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
By more than 3.6% since the beginning of this year, and the African Center for Energy Policy pushes for legal options to halt implementation of new pricing benchmark for petroleum products. Also, Cocoa Board advised to increase farm gate price of cocoa above 100% to encourage more farmers to increase production. We'll hear from the General Agricultural Workers Union. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishen. Now to the details. The government borrowed 19 billion cedis through treasury bills in March 2024. This was 17% lower than that of February 2024. However, interest rates have fallen by more than 3.6 percentage points since the beginning of the year, signaling an improving economic environment. Here's more in this report.
From indications, the government will be lowering its appetite for borrowing from the domestic market going forward. Part of the proceeds from the T-bills auction in March were used to refinance maturing bills worth 14.47 billion cedis. Importantly, the yields remain on the downward trend with a 91-day, 182-day and 364-day closing lower. Since the beginning of the year, interest rates have fallen by more than 3.6% across the yield curve. Analysts expect a lower pace in yield decline for this month due to the disinflation process and the recent increase in the cash reserve ratio for banks. Last week, the demand for T-bills by investors fell below the Treasury's target as banks with loan-to-deposit ratios below 55% prepared to increase cash reserves to the respective required levels. The government, as a result, got about 50% of the targeted amount.
That was a Business Desk report. Now to some other stories. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says Ghana, together with other low-income countries in Africa, need to collect more taxes in order to close the wide tax-to-GDP ratio. According to a proper tax system will enable low-income countries in Africa to raise taxes from thriving and domestic. She was speaking at a joint IMF World Bank event named Rising to the Challenge in Davos.
Up to 9% tax to GDP is still for grabs in many countries. So build your tax system, especially focusing on bringing more of the economy in the open. You can't do all of it, but as much as you can, the richer part of the population, the businesses that are thriving, they have an obligation to the rest of society.
Kristalina Georgieva is the managing director for the International Monetary Fund. To some more tax-related story, the Ghana Revenue Authority is on course to implement key strategies to ensure that issues of low tax compliance during election years are resolved. The move is expected to change the narrative whereby the authority could record shortfalls in revenue due to slow business activities during election years. According to authority, management is putting in place measures to reverse the situation to reverse the situation. Acting head of suspense regime at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Fetching the Awakutu, has been speaking with Joy Business.
You know, from our history, this is an election year, and the business activities can be slow. And therefore, we need to put in an extra effort to encourage, especially in the areas of tax compliance. You know, people obviously may want to be evasive in an year like this, but we need good strategies to be able to encourage compliance in order for us to be able to meet our revenue target. So basically, we need good strategies, and it's good they emanate from bottom up.
To some bank story, Cow Bank is turning to its shareholders to raise some 600 million cedis to help recapitalize. The bank today launched its renounceable rights issue that should end on April 26, 2024. Cow Bank is issuing 1.8 billion shares at a price of 29 pesos. Proceeds from the offer will also be used to support the bank's growth strategy and deliver long-term value to its shareholders. Speaking at the launch, Board Chairman Joe Mainz has said the bank is still being affected by the domestic debt exchange program, hence the need for the move.
Existing shareholders will exercise their rights, and the feelings I'm getting is that, yes, most of the big shareholders are excited and determined to exercise their rights. Some of the individual shareholders expressed some concern because they were also hit by the DDEP through their investment. So naturally, they will have some challenges, which we all understand.
Now to some energy-related story. The African Center for Energy Policy has indicated its preparedness to support any oil marketing company that wants to challenge the rollout of the new pricing benchmark for fuel. The National Petroleum Authority is currently working to introduce the price floor for petroleum products from April 16, 2024. Executive Director Ben Bwachi maintains that this could be one of the surest way to halt the policy, which is not the interest of consumers.
We will monitor to make sure that they are not sabotaged, they are not punished because they are, you know, defending their rights. I mean, for that, we can always support them and mobilize the citizens to appreciate why any company wants to go to court to be able to challenge this illicit introduction of, you know, price floors in the industry.
Mm. Ben Bwachi is the executive director of the African Center for Energy Policy. Now,
some years ago, the dollar was around 12.6, and now it's around 13.6 to 14. And if you go to the bank, there's not even dollar for you to do your importation. Maybe you want to push like $50,000 or $30,000, and they may tell you you can't do all at a go, maybe tomorrow and the next week. So that is why we cannot purchase a whole lot of. That is why.
That was a generator trader. Now to some agriculture story. The General Agricultural Workers Union has challenged government to increase the farm gate price of cocoa by 150%. Gawi is of the view that such an increase will not only encourage farmers to produce more, but will also help reduce practices where farmlands are sold to illegal miners. Speaking to Joy Business in reaction to the report that Cocoa Board is considering an upward adjustment of cocoa price for farmers, the General Secretary of Gawi, Dr. Edward Kariwe, argued that the financial well-being of cocoa farmers must be paramount.
In any case, why should Ghana not even increase our cocoa producer price by more than 100%, up to 150%? We want to make sure that we have the beans. Now, if you do the cost-benefit analysis, if you increase the producer price by 150%, that's against 100% by Cote d'Ivoire, and then we retain the beans, you know, in our country. But let's limit ourselves that the beans that we produce in Ghana will no longer be smuggled to Burkina Faso.
In business general for today, Ghana's insurance market is set to see both life and non-life insurance growth at a double digit over the medium term. Overall insurance penetration is projected to remain at 1% due to the population's lack of understanding of the benefit of life and non-life insurance coverage. Here's more.
We believe that by providing access to quality education.
This is Kwame Nkrumah Circle in Accra. People going about with their normal daily activities, with most of them not signed up to any insurance policy.
Prisla signed up for an insurance package with the expectation of getting her money after an unforeseen circumstance, but tells me she was shortchanged.
I don't fancy insurance again because I was serving with one of the banks and one of the tellers said that I should do insurance because I'm always comes to the bank and I said, okay, fine. So they did hospital policy for me. So they pay me through that bank. So every month, they will just deduct 50 cedis from my pay for 2 months with some 6 months or something. So that the 2 months reached, I went to the bank to ask for my money. They said that unless I've been admitted at the hospital with receipts and those things. So I decided, I told my boss not to pay me through that bank again. So now I don't fancy that insurance. And I don't believe in that because it's a scam.
You spoke about it being a scam. When you're going to sign up onto that insurance package, what were some of the information being given to you?
Actually, I'll blame the person who did it for me because maybe she wants clients. So she didn't explain it too deep for me. But if she did, I'll not do it.
The National Insurance Commission has admitted that low education on insurance is partly to be blamed for the country's low insurance coverage. This is because many individuals lack the knowledge of the need to insure or invest in insurance.
Insurance dwells a lot on education, and people tend to buy or spend their monies on what they appreciate.
For national service personnel like Linda, wants more to be done to improve the sector.
I actually went to the bank to create an account so I could be paying my school fees, and then I was approached over there. I don't know if it was an educational or... But I think I was told that every month, I think 100 cedis will be deducted from my account, and then after 3 years or 4 years, I could withdraw or something like that.
But you've not followed up?
I've not followed up, and no one is following up, so I don't even know what happened to my money. I'm not, yeah. You know, majority of us are not educated with regards to that. So I think that, I mean, even if you approach me and I say yes, you should do a follow-up, be sending text messages, or this is what's going on, your accounts, or like something, just be engaging us. I think that should help.
Thomas Labby, a car rental dealer, commended the sector players, but calls for more streamlined activities of the sector.
I'm using over so many cars, and the insurance, when you do the comprehensive, it helps you a lot.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Insurance Association has revealed the inconsistent exchange rate regime has affected the payment of some claims to customers.
We have this mindset to say it's like susu we are doing. Mm. But here's a situation where we are taking fractions and paying out whole numbers.
According to a 2021 survey conducted by the UN Development Programme, around 70% of Ghanaians do not have access to insurance of any kind, and many of the products available in the market do not respond to the needs of the population. James Eshens report for Joy Business.
Well, that's some concerns from some Ghanaians with respect to insurance. The Joy Business Report was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, the Ecobank salary account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets, desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefit of a normal savings or current account plus many more. Ecobank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 110,000 Ghana cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank Save As You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers debt, permanent or temporal disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings on or current account holders at Ecobank do not have to close their existing account to enjoy the numerous benefits of the Ecobank salary account. Just ask your branch to switch your existing account to the Ecobank salary account. Non-Ecobank account holders should approach any Ecobank branch and ask for the Ecobank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at Ecobank. Call Ecobank toll free on 0800-00-3225 whenever, wherever for further details. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. My name is James Eshen. Game Plan is next.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.